Hallelujah. You are welcome to this morning's daily devotion. And I use this opportunity, since today is the last day, I use this opportunity to thank you all, especially Bra Jesse and Bra Andrew Fury, and all other ministers who have actually giving me this opportunity to share on the daily devotion. I pray that may God actually continue to strengthen you all for this work. And I also pray that God will actually continue with us in this fellowship. This morning, I want us to actually finish up with our sharing on this topic. So I want us to move to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. After this, verse 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Lord, we thank you for this hour. We pray the Lord, glory and honor be unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that, Lord, you continue the good work that you have actually started with us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you open our eyes to all these understandings, the eyes of our understanding, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, brethren, as we actually started our sharing on this revelation of Jesus Christ, and to actually finish it up, we labeled this one as come up hither. Come up hither, which gives us a clue about a progressive revelation of God. Now, from what we have just read, we understood that this message came where John heard this pronouncement, actually came after the seven messages that were addressed to each actually specific church each. And we also understand that there will not be any eighth church each. Because if we look at what was shown to John, we had seven candlesticks, and they are not eight candlesticks. And we also have seven stars. They are not eight stars. So anyone who is trying to make an eighth thing, then we have to watch it out and take everything back to the scriptures. Because God cannot work outside his will, which is in the word of God. And there is something to note here. John, after this, he said, I looked, and behold, a door was open. Hallelujah. A door was opened. We have to understand that the bride, or which is the church, first, there were the first door. Then now, the second door. We also understood that That first door was when they break out of their denomination, whereby Jesus Christ said, I stand near the door. He stand near the door. Whosoever open unto him, he will what? Enter. Then the other door that we saw was that. Now, he's saying that a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice, so he heard the voice from heaven, which I heard was as it were of a trumpet with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. He said, come up hither. So till John went into the spirit, if you read the verse 2, it said, and immediately I was in the spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. So we have to also understand that till John went into the spirit, because he cannot understand these things with carnal mind. He can't understand what God actually wants to show him with carnality. So he will have to, be spiritual. So he went on to say that he was in the spirit. So till John, and typologically, John types the church. John who received this revelation from the Lord for us to actually to understand this very well. John typologically types the church who will receive this kind of revelations. So John, till he went into the spirit, he could not understand this. So the Bible made us understand that he went into the spirit. And don't forget, on all this sharing that we did, we lay emphasis on the spirit and the truth. Because without the spirit, you cannot even understand the word of God. Hallelujah. So John, the bride, at this time, we have to understand that till we come up hither, we cannot, hallelujah, we cannot do anything. Hallelujah. So God is calling us out, hallelujah, out of our denominational thinking, out of anything that is blocking us from going on. Hallelujah. Because as I speak actually today, there is a spiritual denominationalism that is actually blocking people away from going on. Hallelujah. Going on to, to climb into what God actually wants you to understand. There are so many people today, they will tell you that, press the tape. And for that matter, you can't, take any revelation, if not from Abraham. We have blocked ourselves. Hallelujah. But the voice that John heard, he heard it from heaven. He said, come up hither. So till we come up, this is the time that though there is not going to be any eighth messenger, and there is not going to be any eighth church age, that also doesn't mean that God has stopped working on the bride. As far as the church is still on earth and waiting on the rapture, we have to know that the Spirit of God hasn't abrogated. The Spirit of God hasn't stopped. The Spirit of God is still moving and still working on his children. And the revelation is progressive. How would you know that to go into the rapture, it takes the revelation? Because the Bible says that for my people perish for lack of knowledge. So the moment we close our ears and our understanding from these things, how do we prepare or how do we get into what God actually wants us to hear? Because we understand that the shout, the voice, and the trumpet. All this come with messages. Hallelujah. So he said, come up hither. Come up hither. Come up hither. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God. The Bible let us understand that the Spirit of God is not a stagnant spirit. If you read in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible says that, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God was not actually stagnant. The Spirit of God was not motionless. The Spirit of God was moving. So we have to understand that the Holy Ghost, which is leading the church, we can't put this, we cannot limit this Holy Ghost to just some one thing. We cannot limit it to just some past age. Because Jesus Christ himself said, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he doesn't change. Anytime we talk about revelation being progressive, we are not saying that the word can be changed. No, the word that we are believing is progressive. And progressive doesn't mean that we should do away with the old one. No, that is not what we mean. Hallelujah. And that's why when we actually study in the various ages, even in the Old Testament, when the children of Israel went out from Egypt, and Moses took them. Hallelujah. Moses was able to take the children of Israel out from Egypt, and all of a sudden, Joshua will have to actually continue. Now, we also understood that the Holy Ghost, the Spirit that led them, who was with Moses, it was that same Spirit that continued with Joshua. So the children of Israel made a statement, hallelujah, when Joshua took on. If you read Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible said that, and they answered Joshua, saying that all that thou command us, we will do. And whithersoever thou send us, we will go. According as we hearken unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Hallelujah. We have it in our understanding that typologically, the coming of the star messenger brought a shout mission that took us out from this Babylonian system. And now that he is gone, the message is still there. Hallelujah. It doesn't end there. So though the church actually today is being led by the Joshuaic ministry, which is Jesus Christ with us, Jehovah with us. Hallelujah. It doesn't stop there. So we have to go on. And they said they will pay heed to everything that Moses have received, and God will add to what Joshua will also receive. So you will see that it doesn't end there. The Spirit of God didn't only end with Moses. It continued there on. So the bride this day will have to open their ears of understanding, open their mind to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. There are message churches today who close their ears from any other revelation that will not come from the prophet. And some of these people are treading on dangerous doctrines. I pray that may God open the eyes of our understanding. Hallelujah. There are some actually today will tell you that apart from the prophet, they will not take any other revelation from anybody. And they have closed their ears. So we have to understand the way of the Spirit. When Jesus Christ told the disciples to go and baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, to go and baptize in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It took a continual revelation, hallelujah, a progressive revelation for the disciples or the apostles to understand that he was actually talking about about the name Jesus. So they went on to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. That was not only the end. When we actually study the ministry of the apostles, there was a continual progressive revelation. Look at Paul. Paul said, "The just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. And he clearly brought it out that we cannot be justified through the works of the law. Hallelujah. But by the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. And James came and said that if you say faith, then where is your work? Because a faith without works, a faith without works, it's like you don't have any faith at all. So James came again and said that there should be faith, and that faith must be put to work. So all was actually progressive. When we study in the ministry of Christ, in the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, it was always progressive. So the bride this day, though we don't have any eighth messenger, we don't have any eighth, that also doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit has stopped. We have to open our ears to progressively listening to what God actually has for us. Now, we have said in the word that he is the I am that I am. He is always present in every situation. When he met Moses in the burning bush, he said, "I am." And that should tell you that he is always present. I am. He's not I was. He's not, he said, "I am." So in every situation that the bride has found after themselves, he is the I am. Hallelujah. He is the I am. Now, we have to also get this that, hallelujah. Peter said that we have also in the 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, he said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shine in dark places, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart." So Peter made us understand that. He said, we have, and this is so prophetical to the time that the bride have found themselves, because the bride have gotten their midnight cry. When we study the parable of the 10 virgins, they had the midnight cry, whereby the friend of the bridegroom came that, "Go ye and meet him." Hallelujah. So the time vein of the bride is more than a midnight cry. Hallelujah. Whereby this word, he said, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed, as unto a light that shine in a dark place, until the day dawn." Hallelujah. "And the day star arise in your heart." And the day star. So this is a time that the day star is not another eighth star. No. The day star is Christ rising out of our heart. That is the day star rising out of our heart. We've passed the time of the midnight. And now the scripture is telling us that we have sure, who have sure, the fivefold ministry that is into perfecting, hallelujah, perfecting ministry. "Whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shine in dark places, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart." Hallelujah. There we saw in the at that place whereby he said, wherefore, in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, that wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. So, revelation is progressive. It doesn't mean that when God is moving with you, the old one was wrong. No, it is just a continual process. All trying to make Christ known unto thee, to bring the view of the Son of God, hallelujah, open to your heart eyes. So for the bride in this day, hallelujah, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ must come up hither. It is only in that we can receive the entrance which should be ministered unto us, hallelujah, to the everlasting kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have to come up hither, come up from every power of slavery, hallelujah, come up from every Babylonian thinking. We have to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. In closing, I want to read John chapter 4, John chapter 4, hallelujah, where Jesus met the woman of Samaria, hallelujah, where Jesus met the woman of Samaria. Now, there is something that showed up there, and that reveals something about the church, hallelujah. I read from verse 15, it said, the woman saith unto him, said, give me this water, that I taste not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus said unto her, go, call thy husband, and come hither. Go, call thy husband, and come hither. Hallelujah. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. Hallelujah. So we understood that this woman of Samaria, when she came into contact with Jesus Christ, before the Son of God could reveal himself to her, she told her she should come up hither. Hallelujah. Because this was a woman that had a tribal segregational mentality. Hallelujah. When we read actually from the beginning, till she break that covering, till she break off from that covering, that kind of eyes, she took off that kind of eyes, tribal segregation eye. Hallelujah. There, when Jesus told her, she should come up hither. And now the Lord revealed himself to her. Hallelujah. Through a word of prophecy given unto her. A word of prophecy that has been actually given unto her. And this woman, typologically, hallelujah, stand for that church. Hallelujah. Whereby she had 5 husbands. Even the one that is actually with her is not her husband. So before the 7th one that was actually speaking actually with her. So this is the time that the church should receive the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So till we come up from our, comfort zone, till we come up from that boundary, that Babylonian thinking, till we come up, hallelujah, we have to come up out of this so that the Lord can reveal much things to us. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We have to understand that truth, anything that is opposite of truth is perfection. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ have been revealed to us throughout the pages of this word. It is left actually with us to believe the truth or believe a lie. If you believe a lie, it makes you carnal. It makes you be in bondage. Though Jesus Christ have actually revealed himself to you you still bound yourself in bondage. And that is why the Bible says that if the Son has set us free, we are free indeed. Some people are still, you know, holding their mind in a way that has blocked them from the blessing that God has actually for them. So till we have to understand that we have to believe the truth, walk in the truth, because he that the Son has made free, we are free indeed. And being free, come out with freeing our mentality, freeing our perception, how we perceive the word of God. Because if I come and tell you that God is one, but you have tuned up your ears to believe that God is three, then your perception and your mentality has placed you in bondage. And we have to understand that till we free our thinking and absorb the way of the Lord, there we can say that we are free. So the church must come up hither. Hallelujah. We need to come up hither, be in the spirit, and understand God in the spirit. May God actually help us in the name of Jesus Christ. And till we meet again, I use this opportunity to greet you all. I thank you all who have been actually following. May God bless you. May God strengthen you in Jesus Christ's name. Let us come up actually hither from every traditional way. Let us come up actually hither. We must not limit God to anything. God is limitless, and for that matter, he is immortal, he is infinite. He cannot be placed in a stagnant position. He is always moving. Let us have that thinking and free ourselves from every traditional way and move with the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you all in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.